The holiday season is a time to think about all the blessings in life, a time to reflect and be thankful. And nothing could be closer to that truth than it is for one Viking.
My life has been a blessing. I mean, I wouldn't trade it for anything. And finally getting an opportunity to showcase my abilities in the NFL, I mean, it's great. I mean, I'm healthy. My health is good. My family's health is good. And I'm here today.
Vikings wide receiver Charles Johnson was out of work in September and possibly done with his NFL dream until a fateful day when the phone rang.
I remember they gave me a phone call in Cleveland initially, and initially I denied to come here because I just didn't think it was fit for me at the moment. Although I knew what I wanted to be, and I loved North Turner's offense and everything, but it wasn't fit for me. Then they gave me a call back, and I'm thankful I did, and I'm thankful they still extended that invitation, should I say, to me and wanted me to come here. And I mean, since I got here, it's been love, and I've been working hard, and we're just going to keep growing together.
Given the chance to get on the field in Minnesota, the 25-year-old hasn't looked back. With 26 receptions for 415 yards and 2 touchdowns, Johnson has been the top receiving threat over the past month for the Vikings.
Yeah, I'm not really surprised at all. I'm a confident individual, and I knew my abilities. I knew what I can do, and you just got to have an opportunity. Like, Jerry Rice wouldn't know he was the best. We wouldn't know Jerry Rice was the number one receiver in the league if he never got an opportunity to play the game. We wouldn't know that a doctor was as good as he was with his hands if he never got the opportunity to operate on a person. And you never know what a person is until you get the opportunity. And my opportunities were limited my first year because of injuries. And I'm thankful that the Vikings organization gave me an opportunity to showcase my abilities. And I'm just trying to take advantage of it.
He's done it by taking full advantage of every one of his opportunities this year. His success on the football field hasn't been an easy journey, which is made this year all the more sweet for Charles and his family.
It makes it a little bit sweeter because going from my whole life and growing up, how I grew up, and my father ill, having to sleep on friends' couches, 2 different families just taking me in, accepting me because my dad had to move to be closer to the doctors. And going through those little things, it's like it makes it so much sweeter. Like, you take for granted getting a catch for in the NFL, how hard it is to get a catch in the NFL. We take that for granted. And when I forgot my first catch versus Green Bay, it's 7 yards, but it was bigger than that to me because I know I accomplished something, and I fought through so much, and I'm here today.
Few players have had to endure the struggles and obstacles that Charles Johnson has had to overcome. But those setbacks have made 2014 that much better. He lives with an optimistic attitude and outlook, and as he reflects during the holidays, his breakout season and positive attitude is a lesson for all to remember.
Look up, get up, and never give up. That message right there really hits me hard because, I mean, you can be down, and you can be things that can be going wrong, but you look up and you get up, and it's gonna be hard for now, but never give up. And as Americans, as people, We love the sunshine. We love when it's nice outside, it's beautiful. But the real thing is can you stand the rain? Can you stand when it's storming? Because if you can stand through that storm and that rain in your life, when the sunshine comes, it's that much sweeter. You know what I mean? You can't do this, you can't do that. It's going to get sunny one day. It's not going to rain forever. So, I mean, that's what I just want to tell people, man. Just keep fighting. Don't give up. Look up and get up. And just that sunshine going to come eventually.